This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Malachi chapter 1, we discovered what we should appreciate in our relationship with God, what we should avoid, and what we should appropriate. Now let's consider what we should anticipate. There are both positives and negatives to consider. In explaining why God hated Esau, Malachi points out his arrogant response to God's judgment. Edom may say, "Though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins." If this is your attitude, the Lord Almighty warns, you should anticipate this. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of God. You will see it with your own eyes and say, "Great is the Lord," even beyond the borders of Israel. Beware of thumbing your nose at God. His chosen people responded to God's love with indifference, insolence, and irreverence. God warned what they could anticipate. "I will accept no offering from your hands." In addition, God Almighty promised, "My name will be great among the nations from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations." God had a plan for Israel. He loved them in spite of the way they walked, worked, and worshiped. But his plan is bigger than Israel. He has his faithful remnant scattered throughout the world. Prepare yourself by appreciating God, avoiding what he abhors, and appropriating what pleases him. Then anticipate his blessing. If you'd like to review this message for further reflection, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.